Crisis. Not a fun word to hear, but a lot of us dealing with narcissistic abuse are in crisis. And in other times of our life, we have been able to handle and deal with crisis. So this is the topic we're going to talk about today in this short episode. We're talking about gate 36, where the sun is right now, preparing to enter Aries in this last gate of Pisces crisis. Welcome back to the Empath and Narcissist podcast, where I share messages about spiritual healing from narcissistic abuse with human design. Because I believe your karmic experience has awakened you to your authentic soul. You just need the map to call your power back. I am your host, Raven Scott, and I'm an author and trauma-informed spiritual mentor. So gate 36 is in the solar plexus. That is the triangle on the bottom right of your chart. And again, this is a Pisces gate. And I will do an episode next week all about the Aries gates, all of them, and bringing you more information about the Aries season. So in the turbulence is the shadow of this gate. There's a lot of turbulence. There's a lot of ups and downs. Just like we always say, we feel like we're on an emotional roller coaster. A lot of bumpy roads in our relationships. So this gate is associated with crisis situations and the potential for emotional intensity and the ability to respond effectively when faced with challenges. So if you have this circled in and defined, that may mean that you have the capacity to handle turbulence and crisis in your life. It doesn't mean that you're going to receive something horrible or traumatic, but you have the capacity to handle, let's say someone hurts themselves, cuts themselves. You are the person, when you have this defined, who will be there in a split second with bandages, rubbing alcohol, and everything to help that person. So this is a beautiful attribute to have, but it also can be a gate in your emotional solar plexus, if you have it defined, where you're also kind of in mini crisis, or you may call it drama, in your life. So this is something that is consistent within you if you have it circled. If you don't have it circled, then it's something where it comes and goes. It's not consistent. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. And sometimes it kind of rears its ugly head when the sun is in gate 36, highlighting and activating within the human design mandala, similar to when the gates transit through the astrological chart. So what I wanted to do today, because I know this really can deeply impact our emotions and for us as narcissist abuse survivors, I wanted to go through this and also give you this affirmation. So quickly, I'll just run through some of the key words that this gate 36 represents, the energy. Like I said, it is the crisis response. So you are exceptionally good with dialing 911 right away, knowing exactly what to do and how to handle a crisis situation when other people are standing there frozen still and panicking. So this is a beautiful gate and energy to have highlighted. It doesn't mean that you are set up for drama and crisis. Again, that's the shadow side, and the higher enlightened side is that compassion and that ability to know exactly what to do. There is emotional intensity in this gate, especially in times of crisis, where strong feelings can surface and drama. You know, these things just feel intense to you when people do wrong to you, when they don't do the right thing, when they don't relate to you with integrity. And then this also is a gate that tests your resilience. I always think of Neville in testing resilience. Remember Neville from Harry Potter, where he's always the kid who, like, the bad things happens. If you haven't seen it, like when they were learning how to fly a broom, his broom acted up and it took him like up really high into the sky, and then he fell onto the roof and slid down, and then he got caught on some type of metal piece that saved him from his plummeting to the earth in death. And there were so many other things. Every movie, it seems like every situation, something bad happened to me, and he said, "Why is it always me?" So this is that gate 36, testing your resilience. And I also think this harkens to that 3-line profile if you have that and you don't have gate 36 defined, but you're like, yeah, I totally relate to that. That also is the gate 3. There are temporary setbacks. You also have strategic thinking and maintaining stability, resolving challenges and overcoming adversity. You have this within you and you emerge stronger from your difficult situations. So I'm going to leave you with an affirmation today for gate 36, whether you have it defined or undefined. We're feeling this right now as the gate is in its last line in gate 36, ready to exit Pisces and enter into Aries. But while it's the last degree of Pisces, I'm going to leave you with this. With resilience and a calm heart, I embrace the power of navigating through crisis, trusting that challenges are opportunities for growth and that clarity will always return. And I am gathering all of this information and reading it from my book, Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. It's a human design guidebook for self-discovery, including shadow work with Goddess Inanna, moon rituals, healing meditations, and all about demystifying human design and having the descriptions of every single gate written out, listed out with their characteristics and an affirmation for each. You can grab that on Amazon today. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing to this podcast. Please help us grow and reach more survivors that are seeking spiritual growth by sharing this and tagging me at Empath of the Narcissist Podcast on Instagram. You can even send it via text. However you want to share it, you go share away. And don't forget to subscribe. Hey, if you're feeling extra generous, please write a review to the podcast. This really does help in social proof. We're up to 100 reviews. I never thought I'd ever see that number. So thank you so much for that. So speaking of ads and offerings, you can dive deeper with me through my first book, Empath and the Narcissist. It is a profound exploration of my story, my healing journey, and a whole bunch of different elements that I've discovered on my healing path to help you heal from narcissistic abuse and empower you. So you can also listen to that on Audible. My second book is a new book, baby. It is Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. And you can grab your paperback of that human design guidebook. It includes shadow work with Goddess Inanna, as well as moon rituals and guided meditations and a whole breadth of understanding your human design chart. You can grab all these books in the link in the show notes. And if you're listening to this before March 30th, you can grab your free ebook copy to read my new book, Baby, Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. And when you review, write a review and let me know you're entered to win. I'll be pulling 3 lucky subscribers a signed paperback copy from me. So grab your free ebook below to read and review and enter to win. And as always, we'll see you tomorrow in an episode. Remember, always keep your unique light shining.